This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. The smart money this weekend is on Avatar winning Best Picture. The film set a century and a half in the future on a distant planet where humans are extracting energy to send back to Earth, and they are at war with the native population. A paraplegic ex-Marine signs up to help infiltrate the alien society.
The concept is to drive these remotely controlled bodies called Avatars. They're grown from human DNA mixed with DNA of the natives.
Marine in an Avatar body. That's a potent mix.
You get me what I need, I'll see to it you get your legs, babe. Your real legs.
Hell yeah, sir.
Now, the most interesting question to me is not how many Oscars Avatar will win, but whether the technology behind the film is going to change the nature of movies. Avatar's alien creatures, the animals, even the plants were created through amazingly detailed computer animation. And the director, James Cameron, took 3D technology to a new level, which he hopes is just the beginning.
Well, let's go on a little history of 3D. Okay, it started out a long time ago with the kind of red and blue, you know, paper, cardboard glasses.
That you felt like an idiot wearing.
Everybody felt like an idiot. Plus, it produced headaches because it was just not a good process. And you know, in more recent years, with the advent of digital projectors and using polarized glasses, you're able to have an experience in a movie theater that doesn't produce a headache if the 3D is authored properly in the first place. But the projection is excellent. And Real-D is one of these processes that's out there right now that you can see. There's also a Dolby process that's excellent. And there's the IMAX digital process, which is excellent. So you're able to go to any one of these theaters, whether it's IMAX or Real-D or Dolby, and have a spectacular experience.
And one of the things you should be praised for with this film, I think, is the great restraint you showed. There aren't a lot of those moments of, whoa,
the thing
is coming through the screen.
Well, yeah, I mean, most of these 3D movies, you know, seem to want to bounce tennis balls off your forehead every 2 seconds, you know. And all that does is remind you that you're sitting in a movie theater wearing a pair of glasses because you feel like stuff's coming out into the audience, and now you're aware of the audience, aware of the theater,
yes,
and aware of the glasses. I wanted to have a kind of amnesia, where once you go through that window into that reality, into that stereoscopic reality, you've forgotten about the fact that you're watching a 3D movie in a movie theater.
No, I found myself almost grateful a couple of times to be reminded with little motes and stuff floating.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, yeah, right, 3D.
Yeah, right. I mean, look, we like to drift stuff by, but it doesn't intrude too much in the experience. Part of the reason that we used some restraint, as you say, and treated it conservatively is because I knew it was going to be about a 2.5-hour movie. And you don't want people developing, you know, eye strain or headaches or anything. So we had to be very, very careful and have a very mature art in our 3D.
So you didn't want to, even though it is the first of its kind, you didn't want to have that kind of overplay that first of their kinds often do.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And certainly there have been good 3D films done in the last few years.
But did
mostly animated.
Exactly.
Right? Not live action. There were a couple of shorter, smaller live action films made, like Final Destination 4, Journey to the Center of the Earth. I think the distinction with Avatar is that, you know, I'm considered to be a serious filmmaker. So for a serious filmmaker to make a movie in 3D, it has to not intrude into the cinematic experience. And it can't be a 3D experience first. It has to be a movie first. It has to be a real movie with real drama, real characters, and powerful emotions first and foremost. And oh, by the way, it's also in 3D.
Yeah. And presumably other filmmakers will want to get their hands on this. How will they do that? Do they pay you a royalty or how does that work?
Well, we're more than happy to supply Fusion cameras and tech support to anybody that wants to shoot a movie in 3D, a live-action film. In terms of the performance capture, while we were doing it, once we sort of had it figured out, we invited many filmmakers to come in and see what we were doing. We just considered it completely open source. We didn't hold it close in a proprietary sense because we figured, what the heck, if we get more people doing this, they'll advance the tools. Everything will get better. When I come back to it again the next time, the software will be better, everything will be quicker, more efficient, and all that, because each new movie that's made using any of these techniques, you know, pushes the ball further downfield. The only exception to that, of course, is Weta Digital, who did all of the Finnish animation work on the
and that's Peter Jackson's
Peter
New
Jackson's
Zealand
company, yeah, in Wellington,
Hobbit
New Zealand
entity.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a spectacular place. And we had 800 computer artists down there working on this movie. But the reason I say it's the exception is that Weta has certain proprietary software that they used on this film.
Well, what I felt myself being eager to see, as extraordinary, awesome as this film is the next movies that are maybe smaller, that aren't trying to be such a giant blockbustery thing.
Yeah, but see, these tools can be used on a movie of any scale to tell a story. You can create beautiful CG character, maybe only a single character. Maybe it's a human character who's being aged through a film, maybe not aged backwards like in Benjamin Button, but aged forwards. You know, maybe Clint Eastwood wants to do a movie as an actor where he appears at the age of 15 and at the age of 35. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
This can be easily done right now, and that would be on a picture that presumably overall would be on a smaller scale.
If it's as big as I believe it will be, does 2D movie making begin to go extinct?
No, I don't think so. I think 3D gets integrated into cinema, and this will depend really on directors. If directors want to make films in 3D, I think one thing Avatar might do, I don't think it waves a magic wand and changes the future. What I think it does is it gives people permission who are serious filmmakers to think about making a movie in 3D that they might not have. For example, Ridley Scott came to visit and see what we were doing, and he had been planning on making a science fiction film after the film he's making right now, which is some variant on Robin Hood. I don't remember what the title is. I think it's called Nottingham. And he got very excited about the 3D. And I thought, well, look, if Ridley Scott, as serious an artist as he is, as consummate a visual filmmaker as he is, sees the potential in this, then it's going to evolve into a serious art form, if you will.
And now that you and other people have gotten a couple of thousand of these screens that can show it, there's now this pipeline that is going to demand it, presumably.
Well, we have over 3,000 domestically, and we have over, I think 4,400 internationally. China, for example, has gone from 500 screens to 600 screens in 1 month in anticipation of Avatar. So it's definitely changing very rapidly right now.
But you don't think it's a thing like sound coming in or color coming in where within a decade it'll be that?
I think sound is the one huge change in film that's unequivocal. Color took 25 years to become ubiquitous.
Right, so you think it's comparable to that?
Maybe, yeah. And if you think about it, movies were still in black and white and color right up to the introduction of color TV.
Right.
It took a change in another area, in another medium, to force movies into color, all movies into color, to the point where, Woody Allen had to get a clause excluding himself from the requirement for color in his contract with Orion. And so, eventually there may be a Woody Allen clause for 3D that, some artist that just doesn't like 3D or maybe is blind in one eye says, screw it, I don't want to make a 3D movie, wants to be a purist, that 20, 30 years from now. But it'll probably take a change in another medium like television. And if television, as we absorb it in the home, is in 3D before it's ubiquitous in cinemas, it's going to force that change retroactively into film.
Yeah.
The same way color happened.
James Cameron is up for Best Director.